Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do five times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. This week's guest, taking on questions about herself, is comedian, writer, and producer Kima Bob. We've learnt this week that Kima loves fruit. She likes TV. She also loves a taco. Let's be more specific, because for my sins, I like a Taco Bell taco. Would you take it there?
You know what? I don't mind, okay? And here's the thing. You know, not all tacos are created equal, and that's okay. But every taco has something to offer. You know, even if that offering is, not like that. And what I find in London are a lot of people, you know, playing a lot of games with my emotions with their tacos. But Taco Bell, you always know what to expect.
I think that's why I like Taco Bell, because it's true. In England, it's dodgy Tacoville everywhere, all over the place.
It's weird, man. And you're just like, why do you want this in your mouth?
Okay, but we'll leave it there. So it's Thursday. It means 12 questions very loosely based on your life. Let's quiz, Kima. Question number one. You wanted to be a vet when you were younger. So can you tell me which of the following can cats not taste? Sweet or sour?
Exciting. I'm going to go for sweet because I like to party.
That's correct. Due to only having 300 taste buds, humans have 10,000. So cats have a heightened sense of smell, but they can't taste sugar or anything sweet. That's, I don't know whether I'd want to live like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you like give cat food a sniff and you're like,
not for me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Question number two. The funniest film you've ever seen is Airplane. So which US city does the plane emergency land in?
Great. Well, I'm going to speak from the heart. Not from any knowledge. And I'm just going to say Detroit because it is a city.
I'm happy that you're telling us your answers now, just purely based on a feeling. It's incorrect. The correct answer is Chicago. But thank you for bringing heart to this quiz. Come on. Question number three. If you were an animal, you'd like to be a giraffe. Woo. But which actor, Kima, voiced the hypochondriac giraffe Melman in the Madagascar film series?
Yes, I feel this question. I respect it. And we will all remember that our good pal, I believe it was Eddie Murphy, was being a zebra.
Yeah.
And he was very fun. And Melman, he was very nervous. And I believe that he was voiced by David Schwimmer.
Oh my God, I can't believe you knew that. Absolutely correct. David Schwimmer is the correct answer. Question number four. You love Mexican food. We've discussed your love of tacos. So the question is, the name of which variety of salsa translates to rooster's beak?
Yeah, that's powerful. That's a powerful question. It's strong. And so that's why I'm going to make something up right now. And I'm just going to say picante.
Oh, well, pic was correct. It's actually pico de gallo.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that stuff.
Right. Well, next time, just ask for rooster's beak.
Please.
Question number five. The soundtrack to your life. Oh, it's a tough question, but you've answered us. It would be Frank Ocean's Channel Orange. Beautiful pick. Which single from the album featured the Odd Future rapper Earl Sweatshirt?
So that is going to be Super Rich Kids.
Tune. Correct answer, Super Rich Kids. Question number six. Your first gig was the Jonas Brothers.
It's true.
But the question is, which brother got married to actress Sophie Turner?
So, the correct answer is a boy who was never my Jonas of choice, but who seemed to be everyone else's. That will be Joe.
Yeah, it was Joe. Correct answer, Joe. Everyone was all about Joe, and I was like, it's obviously Nick. Like, yeah, they know he's a bit young.
Clearly Nick. Clearly Nick.
Clearly Nick. Question number 7. If you could only watch one film from the rest of your life, you've told us it would be Super Bad. In the film, Fogel's fake ID has him down as a 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor called McLovin. Mm-hmm. I did not know he was an organ donor. What other name was going to be his second choice?
I know that the answer is ridiculous. I don't know what it is, so I'm just going to... I'm going to go for McGangbang.
No. Incorrect. It was not McGangbang, it was Muhammad. Okay. He took it somewhere else and you took it somewhere else.
100%.
Okay. Question number 8. Your favorite holiday was spring break in 2012. I can't even imagine what you got up to, Kima.
You shouldn't.
Can you tell me the name of the Caribbean country where you would find the popular spring break destination Freeport?
No, but I will try. So we're talking about a Caribbean country here.
Yeah.
Where people are spring breaking.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw
forth a little Bahamas.
Absolutely correct. Bahamas. Did you ever know those people? Were they your friends that went for spring break in the Bahamas?
Mm-mm. They had money.
Different crew. Different
gang. I went to where I could drive to.
I hear you. All right, question number 9. You dream one day of being friends with Oprah, of course. But what Steven Spielberg film was she nominated Best Supporting Actress for at the Oscars?
This is touching. Because I know that she was in one film that was iconic that I think she won awards for. But I hate the idea of it being directed by Steven Spielberg. Even though that is true, I'm going to throw forth The Color Purple.
Absolutely correct. The Color Purple. Question number 10. You did a TED Talk, Kima, entitled, What Would Kanye Do?
Oh, dear. That did not age well as a title.
In 2004, Kanye set up his own record label called Good Music, G-O-O-D, Good Music. For one point, can you tell me any of the initials in good? Tell me what they mean. Or all four. You might know all four.
God.
Incorrect. And that's your one point. Gone.
Only?
God only knows. It's actually quite good, you know what it is. It's good. G-O-O-D. It's getting out our dreams. Getting out our dreams. I like that. It's nice.
I do recall.
Kanye. What would Kanye do? He'd name it well.
Yeah, he'd get out those dreams.
Question number 11. You're from the same town as Beyonce. We've discussed that earlier in the week. She was a founding member of the group Destiny's Child. For 2 points, oof, name the two others. I mean, obviously, there's three, but can you name two others for 2 points? Mm-hmm. And you know I want the others. I don't want
Is
no
this
Kenny
the OG
Rowland.
Group?
Yeah.
Give me LaToya and LaTavia, please.
Yes, you know it.
Not messing around. After I fudged up earlier about when the songs were released, I just couldn't.
Yeah, you had to come back with some DC knowledge. Okay, final question in the quiz of your life. You love to watch TV. We have a list here of the top 10 most watched Netflix shows of 2020. Can you guess three of those shows for 3 points? One of the big Netflix hits of last year.
Give me some Queen's Gambit.
Absolutely. Number 3. 62 million people watched it.
And we're talking about 2020 here. That's tough, because if we were talking 2021 or of late, then I would go Bridgerton. Off top. Everyone and their mom saw that.
That's taken
okay,
over.
Okay, I'm going to go Cobra Kai.
It's not in my top 10.
I didn't watch it, but I felt like people were. Tiger King.
Number 2. 64 million people. Can I just tell you what's number 1? Money Heist Season 4.
That show, people are telling me it's great. I've been trying to buy myself the attention span to watch it in its original language. Do you know what I mean? Because even the translation title, Money Heist, that sounds awkward as hell.
Yeah, because it's not. That's not what it's called natively.
Yeah, so I'd prefer to watch it. And I'm glad to know that it's like doing so well. That inspires me to pay attention to TV for once and put my phone down so I can read subtitles.
Exactly. 65 million people have watched Money Heist season 4. Number 4, Too Hot to Handle. Oh, you are kidding me. Number 5, Ratchet. Fine. At number 6, The Umbrella Academy season 2. Then Never Have I Ever. Number 7, Space Force. Number 8, Lucifer season 5 part 1. That's at number 9. And number 10, The Floor is Lava. Never heard of it. Your score after that round, Kima Bob, is 10 points.
Oh.
We'll talk through these points with Kima after this quick break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
So 10 points today, 33 points overall. We're strong out here. We're having a good time. We're chatting.
Yeah, I feel so, it's weird because it started off, it was like general knowledge, right? And then it became very clear to me that I am not general. So I appreciate how the week has progressed.
Yeah.
And now I feel a lot better about what I know.
Yeah. And it sort of adapts to who you are more.
Yeah, as the week goes things on. Should.
Yes. I want to talk about you moving to the UK from Texas. When was that? How long have you been with us now?
I moved over in 2016. So it's been 4 years and they've been so nice. And there so many like unexpected things have happened. Oh, I had a small plan, which was to get a visa and work as like a researcher in television, and that is not what's happening. What is currently happening is more than I could have even imagined, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to the UK.
You're so welcome. It's so nice to hear such joy for once. Thank you, Kima Bob. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's your last connector question for everyone at home. The connection between this week's clues will be in tomorrow's episode. Your clue is the Q in QVC Shopping Network. The Q in QVC Shopping Network. Join us tomorrow for Kima's Request Round and follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.